If a Christian doesn't pray about heaven, that's a remarkable lack. Who ever heard of exiles not thinking about home?
Now, I said, that's exactly what the rosary is. We are in a new moment of time and a new moment of space. So we keep saying to our Lord and to the Blessed Mother, I love you, I love you.
That's the Holy Rosary. That's the Catholic faith. The whole Catholic faith is in it.
But I want to welcome you all to another Daily Decad, your rosary on the road. I owe you all an apology for the sound quality on Monday. For those that were not able to discern for whom we're praying for Daniel and for his conversion to the faith. It was submitted by a listener who's taken the name Breaking Bread. It's a good name. But I know that the sound quality was not great. I'm working on fixing that. If I can't fix it, I'll re-record the episode to make sure that we pray for Daniel. But in the meanwhile, if you could, just put him on your daily rosary for his conversion. And we've got a separate prayer today. But I'm going to go back over and fix that. I was using a new pair of headphones that are not particularly good. But hey, that's what you get from Walmart. So I'll make sure that I've got that all fixed. I've got the old headphones in now. They don't work perfectly well, but the recording side of them works great. So we're going to stick with them for now. And today we've got an anonymous prayer, or an intent. The intention is anonymous. The person who submitted it is not. It's the young lady that runs the Aletheia Zinni. You know, that second Greek word always throws me. I can't pronounce it. But she runs a really excellent Catholic channel on Telegram. If you're not following it, I really recommend it. In fact, I'm going to link it in my channel today. She's got some excellent stuff on there. Sometimes she shares stuff that she doesn't quite know what she's sharing, but that happens to the best of us. And it's one of the few channels that I check in on really on a daily basis. There's a lot of good stuff on there, so I don't feel bad giving a plug to that channel. And she submitted this intention for an anonymous servant of God who was committed by his family to a committed by his family to a psych ward. God love him. And I don't know whether there's any diabolical activity going on there, or something else, drug use or some sort of thing like that. But this poor young man has been committed, which is something that's rather difficult to do these days. It used to be very common, but they've made it very hard. So there must be something serious going on, and we're going to pray for him, for his recovery, for the well-being of his family. Now, if you want to submit a prayer, I made this recording once already and utterly forgot to mention this, but if you want to submit a prayer, then you can do that by going on Telegram and finding me at the Daily Decad. That's t.me/thedailydecad. On gab.com/thedailydecad. Or on the Fediverse. I'm on there too. The instance that I use is post, poa.st/@thedailydecad. It's the Daily Decad across the board. The only thing that's different is the email address, and that is dailydecadrequests@proton.me or protonmail.com. They both work. And, of course, the website, praytherosaryeveryday.wordpress.com. If you're following on there, I post the episodes every time that we have one. And you can comment on any episode if you have any questions, if you have any comments, anything like that. I have an outstanding question waiting in my inbox that I need to respond to. I think it's more than a week old now. And that's entirely on me. I'm trying to juggle too many things at once, and I need to respond. I'm going to do that today. Sit down and respond to the two emails that I have in the inbox, because I've left them wait for just too long. It's not fair. So if you have an email, if you send in an email for a prayer request, we are a little backed up to the prayer requests right now. I'm through August 22 is the last one on my list. So September is when we're going to begin things again. But in the meantime, feel free to send in the prayer request anyway. I'll add you to the queue. You know, there's no reason why I'm not going to miss anybody. I'm dedicated to that idea, that I'm simply not going to miss anyone who submits a prayer. You will be prayed for. I'll make sure of it. It may take a little while for me to get to you, but I will pray for you, and I'll get everybody in my audience to pray for you. A fluctuating audience. But I have at least two episodes that are well over 1,000 listens, and that's a lot of people that could multiply your prayers, so don't be afraid to send them in. For now, though, let's turn our hearts and our minds to God and pray for this anonymous servant of God who has been committed to a psych ward by his family. Let's pray for his family and for their safety and well-being and for this young man's full recovery and that he be rescued from whatever it is that's tormenting him, whether it be of a spiritual or of a mental nature, and especially if it be of a diabolical nature. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who by the Holy Ghost was conceived, was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come again to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. For an increase in faith, hope, and charity, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The fourth glorious mystery is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping from this vale of tears. Turn then, O gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy unto us, and after this our exile, shew unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Pray for us, most holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, who didst deign to send thine only begotten Son, who by his life, death, and resurrection did purchase for us the rewards of eternal life, look with favor on us, that meditating on the sacred mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Benedict of Nursia, Saint Michael the Archangel, champions over the devil, defeaters of evil, we humbly beg thy intercession on behalf of this young man known but to God, that he may be freed of whatever affliction now torments him, whether it be of the mental, of the spiritual, and especially if it is of the demonic nature, that his family may be spared of the attacks of the diabolical, that the devil may be driven from their home and from their midst, and that they may receive instead that reassurance and refreshment of the presence of the Holy Ghost and the protection of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, and who livest and reignest with God the Father and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen. For all of us in our troubles and our torments, Saint Michael the Archangel defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, thy kingdom come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we are reflecting on the fourth glorious mystery, which is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. Now, this is one of the mysteries of the Rosary that I think probably gives some people, particularly Protestants, a little bit of trouble. But I don't know that it necessarily needs to. We have a couple of opportunities in the reflections to think about our spiritual lives, our day-to-day, how we encounter God in our day-to-day, what our prayer life is like, what we reflect on. But there's another way that we can encounter the mysteries of the Rosary, or use the mysteries of the Rosary, and that is reflecting on the saints themselves. We are very different from the saints. Some of us might not be. I pray that many of us are. But for most of us, I think we can reflect on and say that we are not like the saints. There is a fervor and a devotion and a fire of the saints that we not only lack, but recognize that we lack. Thomas A. Kempis talks about this in The Imitation of Christ. He laments, how we can convert and be drawn to Christ, and then over time our fervor diminishes. It's almost the opposite of learning a new skill or a new trade. As you get better at it, your fervor for it increases. You get drawn more into it. And that's because we're drawn to the world. Our nature is to be drawn to the world. How quickly do we turn to the world, even after prayer? I had this happen to me just the other day. I went to adoration. It was wonderful. It was one of the best holy hours I've had in quite a long time, actually. I had a wonderful reflection on the rosary, got a lot out of it, had a lot of reflections that I was able to write down to use for this program, for this prayer cast. And it was incredibly consoling to be in the presence of our Lord. It was wonderful. I wasn't out of the Adoration Chapel for 5 minutes and in my car before my mind was completely occupied with worldly affairs. This anxiety, that worry, this thing that I had to do. I stepped out of the chapel, and instead of taking Christ with me, I left him behind. Now, how many of us do that when we go, not even just adoration, when we go to prayer? You sit down to pray, or you kneel down to pray, rather, and you pray, and you're in the presence of Jesus Christ, and you have him there, and you could be enraptured by your prayer. And the minute you stand up, it falls away. Like water suspended around you, it just washes off. And you walk away from it, back into the world. The thing that sets the saints apart, and particularly our Blessed Mother, is that she never had that happen. It's one of the defining traits of her. Everything that she encounters, it always talks about her keeping it in her heart. She held this in her heart, reflected on these things. Her mind is, by its habit, turned to God, in the same way that our mind, by its habit, is turned to the world. And that's what we really reflect on in the Assumption. What ends up happening at the Assumption is that her body goes where her mind has always been and where her soul is bound to be. And you see the marks of this kind of sanctity on all the saints. Now, she has a unique blessing because of what she was and what she did. She was so perfect that she bore God in her womb. That's much bigger than any other saint can possibly claim to. But that doesn't mean that other saints don't receive similar rewards. Look at all the incorruptibles. I mean, you have saints like Saint Catherine Laboure is a really great example of this. You know, they have, the French did this terrible thing in the 1800s where they started covering incorruptible saints with wax so that the darkened skin, because that's what happens when you're incorrupt, the body hardens, and so the skin blackens. As it's sort of left behind. It's just like mummification. It does the same thing. You see the same effect. For some reason, the French got it in their head that this was going to convince people that incorruptibility was complete nonsense. I don't know. They're French. And so they started encasing everybody in wax, which I think is just awful. But we have records. Not necessarily. We have some photographs, but we have two instances of French saints, St. Catherine Laboure of the Miraculous Medal and St. Bernadette Sobereau of Our Lady of Lourdes, who were so incorrupt that in the case of St. Bernadette, she was exhumed, I want to say, 60 or 70 years later, and her flesh was still supple. Her internal organs, her liver, was intact. And her entire body had no signs of corruption until the nuns, O ye of little faith, decided to wash the corpse before returning it. And by doing so, they disrupted the sacred space that had sort of been created around the body. The body had lay at rest in perfect state. God was protecting her under that state, and they were trying to do what was best. I don't mean to throw the poor nuns under the bus, but they ended up disrupting what was going on, and the body started to decompose in parts. But for the most part, it actually remained incorrupt. St. Catherine Laboure is the same way. She has these brilliant blue eyes that you can still see. Her eyes are open in repose. And these and they're still there. They haven't decomposed. That, to me, is that's amazing. The eye, as you know, is the first thing to decompose. And your body begins decomposing the minute that you die. The very second that you die and the system shut down, at that moment, all of these things that were waiting on the outside to get in all rush in. So the eyes are the first thing to go. And so that's a miraculous thing in itself. And these saints that bear this mark of incorruptibility, what's happening there is their bodies bear the state that their mind and soul possessed while they were yet alive. The reason why Saint Bernadette is incorrupt is because she had the Blessed Mother before her eyes at all times. When she was, when Lourdes was getting off the ground, Saint Bernadette retired to a convent. Now, some authors and some critics will say that she was sent there. I don't think that that's necessarily true based on what she wrote. One of the things that she wrote was, they're trying to make me into a great saint. And she was horrified by this concept. She was absolutely horrified by it. She wanted nothing more than to be left alone. She wanted to be with God. She didn't want to be in the sight of men. And she didn't think very much of herself. It's brilliant humility. It's really the spirit of Lourdes is captured there. And the same thing is true, I think you find in most of the great incorrupt saints. St. John Marie Vianney is another one who didn't think very much of himself. He didn't have reason to think very much of himself. He was dumb as a brick. But he was gifted. Well, actually, that's the wrong way to describe it, because he actually was incredibly gifted in his speech. He was stupid. He wasn't dumb. And his stupidity was noted. He noted it. Everyone around him noted it. There was no reason for him to have the effect that he had on this little parish of Ars, except that he was miraculously gifted with this ability. And he had tremendous faith. And that will supplement for any amount of intelligence. And so strong was his faith, so much was the presence of God always there in his life, that when he died, he became incorrupt. His body was preserved from corruption. It assumed the state that his soul possessed during life. Now, all saints have the same state of soul. Not all of them are blessed with the body assuming that state after death. But when we reflect on the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, what we're reflecting on is the state of her soul and the goal that gives us. What we are supposed to aim for. Because we're supposed to want to have our souls and our minds in that state where our soul is always ascending upward, where our state of mind is assumed into Christ and into the kingdom of heaven at all times. And that's something to pray for. When you reflect on this fourth glorious mystery, as the Blessed Virgin Mary was assumed, and it's my firm belief, assumed without dying. That's open. You can believe that she died, or you can believe that she didn't. But as the Blessed Virgin Mary was assumed into heaven, so let my heart always be assumed into thee, O Christ. That's a wonderful prayer to offer when you're reflecting on this mystery. It's a good way to pray. And so that is my prayer, that all of us will have that experience, that all of us will enjoy the assumption of the mind and the spirit into the heavenly kingdom, so that we may always be in the presence of Christ, no matter where we are or what we're doing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
The moon is the symbol of Our Lady. The moon is for those in darkness. And I think in a special way for sinners. So that if we but look to her who is the moon and derives all light from the sun, we would never fall into an abyss. Now this is the rosary.